News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
800 bookies and 6,000 staff will launch Responsible Gambling Week in Ireland today. Now, Barry Grant, the CEO of Problem Gambling Ireland, spoke to us a little earlier and he outlined his concerns about this initiative.
Look, anything that raises awareness of the risks associated with gambling is a good thing. So, you know, we're always happy to see that happening. Unfortunately, generally what happens when the industry do these responsible gambling weeks is all of the focus is on the consumer behaving responsibly, which is fine. That is part of the picture. But we'd also like to see some focus on the operators behaving responsibly. We'd also like to see the government behaving responsibly and rolling out some up-to-date legislation and regulation. So, you know, it's good to see the industry raising awareness for 1 week of the year, but as long as the focus isn't solely on the consumer.
Okay, Sharon Byrne is chairperson of the Irish Bookmakers Association. She joins us now. Sharon, first of all, outline to us the goals of the Responsible Gambling Week.
Hi, Paul. Well, I suppose Responsible Gambling Week, this is our second time to run it. We ran it earlier in February this year, and we're running it again now because we've joined forces with the UK. We found that a cross-water initiative gave us more awareness and helped spread the message even further. So for us, the week is about raising awareness that gambling, which should be enjoyable and fun, is an adult leisure activity, but it can cause problems for some people who may have addictive personalities or, you know, may be open to forming a problem or an addiction. And we'd like them to know that there is help out there available. It's available immediately. It's available in every county in Ireland. It's free of charge. It's a very good service provided by a charity that has been doing it for 40 years now, and there are counsellors in almost every county in Ireland ready and available to families or people affected by problem gambling.
How many people do you think have problems with gambling in Ireland?
Paul, there actually hasn't been an Irish study yet, and we're hoping that that'll take place in the next year or two. There's, you know, there's things being set up to make that happen. But the UK, I suppose, is our closest country mm-hmm. into the product that we offer, and they do one every year. The Gambling Commission is actually doing that now, and fairly consistently, Paul, the problem gambling rate is around 0.8% for really high problem gamblers.
Gambling addicts.
Whereas people at risk of developing a problem, that stat floats around 6-7% of participants.
Well, I think it's like alcoholism or drug abuse, isn't it? That in the sense that anyone is susceptible to an addiction problem. What do you think about what Barry Grant, the CEO of Problem Gambling, said to us just there a few moments ago? We played his clip. He says he welcomes it, but it's not going far enough.
And I know his point is that it's a week, but it's a week, and that the emphasis shouldn't be on a week. Well, actually, we do what we're doing this week all year round, but the difference in having a national awareness week is to, you know, hopefully get the media involved. This year we've got Horse Racing Ireland involved, we've got the Irish Greyhound Board involved. We're doing it in line with the UK so that all our sites can be plastered with the messaging, and the services are available 12 months of the year in every county in Ireland. And I think that's the message I like to try to get out. You never really hear about the national service that's there, that's free, there's no waiting list. And I know people that are affected, Paul, sometimes the very first step is just a phone call to speak to somebody that can actually help you.
Gambling addiction is a huge problem, and this is destructive as alcoholics or drug addiction. Let me just put it to you. This is an attempt by the gambling sector to gain some moral capital out there, and a bit of reverse psychology, maybe a bit of marketing to show, well, we're very responsible. Yet at the same time, everywhere you look, there are ads on your phones, all these smartphones, and kids have access to adverts about gambling more now than they ever did. When I was growing up, there was no such thing as that, even though we did have the odd flutter behind our parents' back if we could get into the bookie shop on the Grand National, maybe. But now this is everywhere. It's omnipresent. Every time they open their phone, they can see an ad saying, gamble, gamble, gamble.
Yes, Paula, I actually agree with you. I think that the advertising on gambling has become an issue. And as an industry here in Ireland, we're actually looking at that. The difficulty that we have is that we don't have control over the adverts coming in on Sky, for example, or the National Lottery that stops the Saturday night movie, or, you know, is selling an island or winning an island after every TV programme on RTE, for example. We don't have control over that. Now, we can bring in voluntary initiatives, but certainly that we're looking forward to the gambling.
And very finally, you know, a cynic would say, okay, this is a bit like Christy Kinahan deciding to say to people who are using his drugs, say, look, I know you're a good customer, but I want you to be more responsible. Could you possibly for a week slow down and take in all that gear that you're taking from me? That's what a cynic would say. Same as a publican saying, please don't drink my alcohol because you may become addicted to it.
Yeah, Paul, I suppose we're not saying that we can stop addiction, because people with addictive personalities need much more help than a bookie or his staff can give. But what we are doing is raising awareness for those that are at risk and, you know, putting prompters, reminders in place. There's lots of tools, there's time limits, there's self-exclusions. There are lots of tools available, you know, to help prevent those that are at risk from maybe developing a problem. But for those that have a problem, the families that are really affected, if they call 1-800-936-725, they get to a counsellor immediately, and then there's counsellors in their local counties for face-to-face sessions. And the important thing is, maybe your programmes and programmes like you to highlight that there is service there for people that are affected.